Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Ikrami Ahli Bayti Rasulillah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wa Bayani Fadlihim. The chapter on honoring the family of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and an explanation of their virtues. So this chapter got to do with adab and respect. That deen, ad-deenu kulluhu adab. Deen, all of it is etiquette. All of it is being kind, being good. What is meant by this, all of it being etiquette? In other words, every part of our deen, we haven't been left yatim. We have been shown what to do, exactly what to do. Person goes to the toilet, he wakes up in the morning. Firstly, when he wakes up, he's shown exactly what he needs to do. Ask a non-Muslim when you wake up what you must do. That would be a very surprising question. What must you do when you wake up? But we are taught from the time we wake up, what du'as to read, how to wake up. Then when a person proceeds to go to the toilet, etc., what he's supposed to do, we encourage to wash our hands first, etc., then which foot to enter the toilet, how to sit in the toilet, which direction to sit, like that, how to make istinja. Just the toilet itself, approximately 17 adab, 17 etiquettes only to how to use the toilet. We could have been like that, but our deen is so beautiful that everything is shown to us, exactly what to do, how to do, which foot to come out, how does a person relieve himself, etc. All that is explained to us in our beautiful Mubarak deen. So this adab is something that is very, very important. And part of etiquette also is respect. And respecting those things that are linked to deen. Respecting those things that are linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, Quran Sharif. We show utmost respect to it, where we keep it, the way we look after it. If we see it lying on the floor, we won't like it, we'll pick it up. If we see it torn, we'll ensure that it's now fixed up. So all these things are part of adab. So anything that is linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, linked to our deen, linked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we show respect. For example, a person got a box of khajur and he's got a picture there of Madinah Sharif. Now he won't just take that box, empty box, and throw it in a bin like how he'll throw a wrapper. Why? Because he's got a picture there of the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And out of the love for Rasulullah sallam, he'll even respect that box. Now this is a sign of iman. So now one is respecting those things that are linked to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like this kitab is a link for us to our deen. We won't let this kitab lie on the floor. Like that, the desk where the kitab is kept on also, we won't just allow anybody to come stick one bubble gum or to scratch it or to do anything. Nor will we allow anybody to sit on it. Why? Because Quran Sharif is kept on it. So all these things are linked and all these things are part of adab where a person shows respect. So respect is very, very important. In fact, our Akabir and our Buzuganuddin were so careful that if they wrote a note on a piece of paper, and that note took up, say, half the page, and the bottom half of the page is still blank, they wouldn't assume now that I need to write another note, a new note, so I need to use a new page. They'll take that page, they'll tear it where the blank part is, and they'll use that blank part to write. Why? I need to show respect to the page also. Not that because half is used, so I just take it and throw it, and I scrap it, and I just use a brand new page. To show respect even for that page also. If they see a page lying down, they'll pick it up. This is a means for me getting ilm. This is a means for me getting knowledge. That pen also, they would show respect. That this pen also is a means, a sabab for me to get ilm and knowledge. So I must respect that also. So this, all this is part of respect. So now can you imagine, this chapter we're doing is the honoring the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Showing respect to the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How close they are to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much respect we need to show to the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Ulama explained that who is meant by Ahli Bayti Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who is meant by the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So according to the Ahnaf, according to us, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his father was Abdullah, his grandfather was Abdul Muttalib, and his father was Hashim. So all the progeny of Hashim that were Muslims, all of them would be known as the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we talk Ahlul Bayti Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is who we are referring to, and we'll see also in the further ahadith that this will also include the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as being part of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So today we'll do two ayat, and then tomorrow inshallah we'll start with the ahadith. قال الله تعالى إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا. So this word أهل البيت is used here also. So the beauty of the muhaddithin is that when they start a chapter, they'll first bring ayat of the Quran to explain the chapter that they have brought, and then they'll bring the ahadith, also showing us the sequence of our deen, that the highest form of proof comes from the Quran, And thereafter it comes from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this ayat Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala only wishes to rid you of your filth, O family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to purify you thoroughly. And this is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever dirt there may be there, internal dirt that may be there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to cleanse them, wants to clean them. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to cleanse them. وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا, make them completely pure. This is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. We are speaking about showing respect to those signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, person honors the azan. Azan is a great symbol of Allah ta'ala. Azan is going, not that he's carrying on talking like normal. He realizes that this is a great symbol of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a sign. So he keeps quiet and he shows respect to the azan. Like that Kaaba Sharif, he shows respect to the Kaaba. He shows respect to the Quran. All these are sha'air of deen, are important symbols of deen. So Allah ta'ala in this ayat is saying, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. That person who honors the symbols of Allah ta'ala, then he's only doing this, he's only honoring the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because there is taqwa in his heart. Because there is taqwa in the heart, therefore he's honoring the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What this also shows us is that when a person ignores the symbols of Allah ta'ala, he ignores the respect, he doesn't show respect. These are the symbols and the signs, the sha'air of deen, the sha'air of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means there's a lack of taqwa in the heart. So we just want to do a quick check to see, like how you get a test of sugar, a test of pressure, a test of, to test the cholesterol, etc. You get so many different tests. Person wants to test, what is the level of my taqwa? Just to get an idea, not that the person should brag or boast. And one of the things is that when there are the great aspects of deen, how am I responding? Azan is going, am I responding to go to salah? Am I answering the azan? Or I'm just careless, I'm just heedless? That was a good indication to see that what is the internal level of a person's taqwa. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all this taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to respect the sha'air of deen and to respect everything that is linked to deen and linked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.